Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello, buddy.
Nine, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13,
14,
15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Here we go. I got Scary. I've got Gandhi. I've got Brody. I've got there's Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
Scotty B's in the house.
Hi.
Did I get Froggy?
Hello.
Froggy. And there's Danielle.
Hello.
And Straight Nate.
Hi.
So at the end of today's show, we were talking about the lottery. Someone just won that $1 billion lottery?
Three, four.
So the cash payout is how much?
800s? No. I don't know what the exact cash payout.
421 million.
No.
No, it was 600 and something like that.
Well, a shitload of money, right?
Yeah.
But wait a minute. I thought somebody said that they took the yearly thing. But now we're hearing that nobody even claimed it at all.
So
I know.
We don't know because no one has claimed it. So what was the story, Gandhi? It's back to you time.
I'm trying to figure out what the cash payout was.
I think I would take it as an annuity.
$780.5 million.
Right.
$780.5 million.
But then you have to pay tax on that. So there's only 400 and some million after that.
That's correct.
No, that was
after taxes.
You won 1.4, you come home with 700. Don't confuse it.
Yeah, that is after tax. That's why
double taxing it. Yeah. You're taxing the tax.
Oh, wait. I'm reading it further. The winner can expect a minimum of almost $226 million in taxes, lowering the take-home amount to roughly $554.5 million.
That's what I thought.
Hardly anything. How could you live on that, guys?
Wait a minute. If they win the $1.34 million,
yeah.
after taxes, it's like 700 million.
No, that's the you take an annuity, which is the 1.337 billion.
Right.
And it's an incremental payout over the course of 25 years. Or you take the payout amount, which is less.
Correct. The payout, okay, the payout amount is less. But moving on. So the point was no one has claimed it yet. So we're wondering, why?
Right.
Someone, some texter said, well, because when they found out they won, they had a heart attack and died.
Could be.
Maybe.
And the cats ate them and the ticket.
And somebody's changing their will as we speak.
Yeah.
Or maybe they listened to the show and listened to my plan. You do not say you won lottery. You sign it. You put it in a little safe. You continue going about your daily life, hire an attorney, and then when you have a really bad day at work, you just go, fuck this, and leave, and then people don't know.
I don't know. I'd be clawing on the lottery office doors. Right. Hello? Right. Yeah. Anybody home? In Illinois?
Yeah.
Yes. Which is this one of those states where you don't have to make it public.
Nope.
It's one of the only states you can
Yeah, but you still claim it. You still want to claim it.
Yeah, but maybe they claimed it and we don't know about it.
No, they said nobody claimed it.
Okay, as Gundy reported...
Yeah.
According to them, no one has claimed it yet.
The lottery office says nobody has called to claim the ticket. That's where you have to call to claim the ticket.
And they said that you get what? Six? You said 6 months, right, Nate?
Say 180 days to claim your prize.
Okay.
I would be the one to accidentally throw the ticket in the garbage. I know. And then I'd screw everyone.
What happens if no one claims it?
You know, I don't know. I would assume it's... I don't think that they give it away again. I think it's distributed to wherever it's supposed to go, like the schools and stuff like that. I don't think... It doesn't go back in That'd the pot. Nice.
We're looking into it. We're looking into it now. No, it doesn't go back into a winnable pot, I don't think. No, it goes to wherever the proceeds go, right?
It's not education like and roads and...
Exactly. By the way, we're sitting here guessing on
everything. Yeah, if the jackpot prize is not claimed within the required time limit, each participating state in the Mega Millions game will get back all the money that state contributed to the unclaimed jackpot.
Then they get to donate it as they donate it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
To themselves.
How about they just split it with everyone who bought a ticket?
Yeah.
And everyone gets like, you know, $50 or whatever. It'd be nice.
It's not going to happen.
No.
But
would be nice, though.
So there you go.
Has anybody here won?
I won a big amount.
Yeah, not
I won
$20.
Yeah. I won a couple of thousand.
I've won $1,400. That's about
it. I won $2,000 through Jet Pocket.
What?
Yeah, and because it was in the middle of a pandemic, it took them a while to get it to me, but I got it.
I got to download that app.
My little sister actually picked numbers out of a hat when she was a little kid, and that's how we won a couple $1,000s.
Really?
Uh-huh, yeah.
My brother's friend won the scratch-off, the win for life, and he still is every week or month, whatever, getting a check.
For how much?
Oh. It was like a lot of money. It was like the most you can win on a scratch.
And the number is?
I don't know.
I'll make up a number.
Though. It was in the millions.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, he got an annuity.
Yes, Gandhi.
What? No, I've just never won anything. I'm fascinated.
You keep looking like you want to say something, and everyone keeps burying you.
No, I was just going to say I've never won anything, and I'm very impressed at all the people in here who have. Jeez, you guys are lucky. Nothing.
I'm a 2,000-aire, baby.
Better than nothing. I would take it.
So Scotty had another question and it totally went over everyone's head. What was it?
I don't remember.
It was a few questions ago.
Went over his head.
I don't remember.
How much do you think you've spent on the lottery, Scotty?
I mean, a decent amount. I mean, not some amount where you'd be like, are you out of your mind? You know, I play it when it gets big and I'll buy a scratch off every once in a while.
But you've definitely spent more than you've won.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
But they say you've got to be in it to win it. Though.
Right. Yeah.
I love that the odds of winning are like 400 million to one. And then there's always that person in the office who goes, it's rigged. Nobody's winning. It's rigged. Well, no, you didn't win. That's how it works.
Right.
All right. Right now, Wednesday, tonight's Powerball is $202 million.
Okay, that's still great.
That's still amazing.
Jack Pocket, play now.
Yes.
I used to think people were going to come to my house when the Publishers Clearing House. You remember they used to have the balloons and the big check?
The giant check,
and they would like show you on the commercial, we're coming to your house. And I was like, they're going to drive up any minute with the big truck.
Did they ever do that?
They never did.
It's real. I used to work there. So that's not rigged. That's
real. You did?
Really?
Yes. I used to work for Publishers Clearing House. I would be in the mail sorting room, and there were these giant machines, and all the entries would come in, and I would be in charge of feeding them into the thing and opening them up.
So how do they determine who wins that?
It's totally random.
Really?
You didn't have to buy magazines. There was no better chance if you bought a magazine or anything like that. But my favorite thing about it is it would go through these machines with the belts, and people would put all kinds of stuff in the envelopes, and every once in a while, like a pen or pencil would be in it, and it would go through, and all the belts would fly all over the room, and all the letters would get jammed.
Put your lucky rabbit's foot in the envelope.
Yeah. Yeah, it would jam the machines.
See, for me, a $202 million jackpot is just as big in my world as a $1.3 billion. So why don't we pay it as much attention? Why doesn't it get the ballyhoo, the fanfare, the hoopla, the brouhaha?
I just bought
the
tickets.
Hoopla, yeah.
Good for you. I'm going to buy one too. I'm just reminded of
tell you what,
that.
States that don't have Jackpocket apps,
yeah.
I'm telling you, it makes it way too easy.
Yeah.
Do you play your same numbers, though, or do you randomize it every
randomize.
Time?
Randomize,
yeah. But don't they say that's the one step closer to winning is if you play the same numbers over and over again?
I've never
heard
that.
That's a gambler's fallacy because the machine doesn't know what numbers you play.
Yeah, exactly.
It could be. I don't know.
But the odds
right, but what are the chances of random numbers coming up twice?
The same as coming up once.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a memory. It's like flipping a coin. It's the old gambler's fallacy. If you flip a coin 50 times and it comes up heads 50 times, you're going to double down and say it's got to come up tails. But the coin doesn't know the next time is the 51st time.
True.
It's still 50-50 odds.
Now, when it comes to slot machines.
That's different.
Yeah. I have a feeling there's some shenanigans going on.
Absolutely. Yeah, what do you suspect?
I suspect that they are tuned to pay off, not yep. pay off. And if a machine's too hot, they slow it down.
Yep. The same thing with those crane games
at
the fair, because I saw that special where it says every couple of like tries, it'll make it look like it's getting tighter so that you think you're going to get the prize. And then like one out of every 15, yep. they make it set so that the wow. prize actually comes out.
Yeah, those claw machines are much smarter than I ever thought.
I'll take it a step further. I love blackjack. And Scary and I played blackjack on a number of occasions. Yep. I think the casino hires people to go fuck you up at the table. Because there's been times where everybody's... I'm not kidding here. There's been times where I'm like hitting everything yeah. and winning a ton of money and we're all like, yeah, woo! And then this little old lady with a bag sits down and starts fucking shit up at the table. Yeah, and everybody starts losing. They start hitting when they're supposed to stay and they start staying when they're supposed to hit. And then everybody starts losing. She's hired by the casino.
But it's not her fault. Well, first of all, I do it for free because I go mess everybody up for nothing because I don't
you
know how to play.
You shouldn't do that.
I'll hit on a 7.
Don't
17.
Do
don't
that.
Why would you do that? That has
no effect.
Right, yes, it does.
No, if I take a hit when I shouldn't, right, and I get a 10 and you needed a 3,
comes up. If you're taking the card the dealer needs, then you fuck up the table.
And sometimes you take the card that the dealer would have gotten a 21.
It doesn't matter.
There's no rhyme or reason.
No, there totally is with blackjack. There totally is.
Yeah, there totally is rhyme.
No, no, there's rhyme or reason to play, but whether or not the person next to you sucks
that's
not affecting.
Have you ever played blackjack?
Yes, many times.
You don't know, though.
You
because
don't hit on a 17.
But if I do hit on a 17,
hit on a
17. And
you
I
never
get a 10.
Hit on a 17.
Hold on. If I do hit on a
we're
17,
a
right? Let's say I get a 7 and I bust. I shouldn't have hit. Then you had a 14 and you get a 7, you get a 21.
You shouldn't have hit
hold
that.
Hold on, hold on. You wouldn't have gotten that 7 if I didn't hit.
That's right,
therefore,
Brody.
I helped you.
Yes.
You're not thinking clearly. That's why gamblers lose and the casinos are so big.
Or when we're playing at the Hard Rock and Scary thinks he's on what they call a heater, and then Elvis sits down and goes, yeah, just throw it anywhere, and then throws off the whole table and then walks away after one hand.
Wait, what happened?
We're at the Hard Rock at a party playing. We're all sitting down playing blackjack. Elvis goes, oh, let me sit down. Plays one hand, just throws the money there, and then Scary goes, what are you doing? Elvis walks up and walks
the
away.
The cards have a flow to
yes!
them.
Yes! If and you're on a run, you don't sit down.
If the table's on a run and everyone's on a rhythm, that's what Nate was talking about. The little old lady jumps in and fucks shit up. That was hired by the casino.
Yes!
I'll never forget. Elvis sat down.
You were the little old lady!
Biggest smile on his face.
The casino hired me.
Scary was so pissed. Like,
I got a free prime rib dinner.
The only scam is the free drinks.
I did.
They give you the free drinks, so you'll get drunk and gamble poorly. That's why you get the free drinks. I'll give you that.
Actually, one of my lowest moments in life, that I was sitting.
Other than this one right now.
Yes. I was on a run. I feel bad now if she wasn't actually hired by the casino. But this little old lady sits down. I'm on a tear. I'm winning every hand. And then this woman sits down, and she's old as can be, and she starts fucking up. And I'm like, lady, what are you doing here? You're not supposed to hit that. And she looks at me and she goes, I've been playing since you were in diapers. And then I look back and I go, well, at least I'm not wearing them now.
You are.
And then,
so rude.
And but I was so pissed because she was hitting the cars. Scary, you know.
And you were playing blackjack. Old lady, and she didn't deserve it.
Specifically in blackjack, there's a thing called basic strategy. There's a book about what you're supposed to do to have the best odds in your favor when certain
And then Elvis sits down and Scary goes, what are you doing?
It's like true, Nate hit on 81.
Come on. You're all trying to win. It's a team against... You want the dealer to lose.
The bust.
Period. Right.
Okay, yes. So I'll tell
you against the dealer.
I'll hit when I'm not supposed to, and then the next card, the dealer busts. Therefore, I helped you win.
But you're not...
Yeah.
He's the guy you would want to fight.
And those people that go, I got a feeling, just hit him. Don't fucking do... You don't have a feeling. There's no feel.
Play what the basic strategy book says.
Get out of here. Oh, my God.
You know what? Should I book the AA meeting now or
no? That's
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah, if you go to Vegas trying to augment your income, then you're fucked in the head.
Right.
You're there just to take chances, and you know what?
And if you're belittling old women, you've taken it too seriously.
All right, that I did cross the line.
And Scary, we know you hit on 16.
Well, you have to hit on 16,
girls.
Jesus Christ.
You're supposed to hit on 16, by the way.
Yeah, yes. Tell that to the judge.
And you did. You doubled down.
Oh, I get it now. That's not right.
He's still mad at the old lady.
Everyone's getting really upset about blackjack.
Oh, that was the most intense I think I've ever seen any conversation in this room, including politics, all kinds of stuff.
That equipment doesn't work.
My God.
I had an equipment meltdown here in the studio today. Mm-hmm. This shit's supposed to work. Look at it.
I don't care.
See it.
I don't know.
They don't care. This place is like...
We're moving, so technically if it breaks, they don't fix it.
Yeah, this is senioritis.
It'll break in the new place.
We should plan a trip to Atlantic City.
There's no air conditioning.
What's that?
I think we need to plan a trip to Atlantic City.
No.
Not together.
I'm going with you guys.
No way.
With
you. Oof.
I go for fun.
It's no fun going here.
He goes and fucks shit up.
And if so happens it pays off, great. If it doesn't, my bad. Isn't that the point of gambling?
I guess.
It's
supposed to be. Don't bet your savings.
I feel like
if you're gonna
gamble and you want to win money, it's best to bet on things like sports.
Mm. Oh yeah,
so you have a way better chance.
No, Wheel of Fortune slot machine. That's the way to go.
Okay,
the wheel thing.
Roulette.
I love roulette because you know when you do win, they give you mountains of chips.
I like the craps table.
You like shooting craps?
I like shooting craps.
I like being on the cum line.
Oh my gosh.
I've heard that about you, Duran.
You have to play, shoot craps to know what that even means.
Yeah. You showed me that movie years ago.
What?
Being on the cum line?
What?
He's making a joke on your joke.
We're talking about shooting craps.
Oh.
You are... I don't think originally Elvis was.
Scotty thought it was funny, isn't it?
He's cracking himself
There actually is a cum line that you vote on.
Now, if you don't know how to
and
play...
And it's C-O-M-E, by the way.
If you don't know how to play craps, because I always see it in the movies, James Bond's playing craps, right? If you don't know how to play, can you just go up there and throw the dice and they'll tell you if you won or not?
Yeah. But you really should know what you're doing, because there are so many...
You blow on the dice, I know that.
No. In the game of craps, there are so many different little things you can do. Yeah, I mean, there's a million of different ways to bet and to... Do it. I used to know when I was a kid because my dad taught me.
Seems like a lot.
Popular activity for a 12-year-old.
My dad taught me how to shoot the cum line.
I like to bet 8 the hard way.
You totally just bulldoze Elvis's joke there.
Wow. Speaking of taking it 8 the hard way.
All right, we're done.
You guys.
Bye.
This place fucking sucks.
Minute Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.